A growing number of American soldiers are deserting their posts. The Army says close to 5,000 soldiers deserted in the past year. That's an 80% jump since the U.S. went to war in Iraq. Nancy Mullane reports.
Last year, 19-year-old Ryan Seymour was one of the Army's 80,000 newest recruits.
You pick what you want, and I wanted to be an electrician. And then I went down there, and he kind of talked me into being something else. And then he offered me 20 grand to do it, so I was like, okay. I was pretty excited about it.
Seymour was part of an Army success story. They met their recruiting goals last year. But today, Seymour's another kind of statistic. He's one of 4,689 soldiers who deserted last year. That's a whopping 42% one-year increase over 2006. Major Ann Edgecombe is with the Army's office in the Pentagon.
That increase, you know, is something that we look at and we go, okay, what are we doing?
Just 6 weeks into basic training at Fort Sill in Oklahoma, Seymour was depressed. The Army wasn't what the recruiter promised or what he expected, and he wanted out. So one night, he opened the back door of his barracks and ran.
Just said I was going to do my laundry, just booked it into the woods, ran through some fields, pretty, like, high grass, saw some fences, hopped those, got on the railroad tracks, and just ran really far. I was like, yeah, I made it out.
That night, he slept on the tracks. The next morning, the blonde-haired, lanky kid from Northern California bought a bus ticket home. After being AWOL for 30 days, he was considered a deserter by the Army. So he hid out in his parents' house for a few weeks and then called the local Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County. Since the war in Iraq began, the center has helped more than 700 deserters turn themselves back over to military control to get other than honorable or uncharacterized discharges. Elizabeth Stinson is the center's director.
They get such a great state of despair.
She says in the beginning of the war, most deserters were new recruits like Seymour. But she says now a growing number of deserters are soldiers who are being redeployed after having already served one, two, or three tours in Iraq.
And when you're talking to a young man between 18 and 24 years of age who says, you know, I'd rather be dead than do this over and over and over, you're going to do whatever you can to help them reestablish some regard for their own life.
The Army's Major Edgecombe confirms there's been a shift in the profile of deserting soldiers, and that's gotten attention.
We know our soldiers and their families have been extremely stressed with multiple deployments and extended deployment.
Eugene Fidel is president of the Independent National Institute of Military Justice.
It's a startling increase in the desertion rate.
Even though these desertion numbers are far below what the Army saw during the Vietnam War, Fidel says this increase is going to have an impact on the already difficult business of recruitment.
The military has been looking at plugging every possible hole in the net that keeps the military workforce intact, encouraging people to remain in, recruiting people, and not letting people out prematurely, and indeed keeping people in, sometimes against their will. These things are all strapped together, and they all have to be viewed as part of an organic whole.
And that calls into question the health of the force, says Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution in Washington.
You have to decide if the current military is really up to the strain of this ongoing task.
And desertions are expensive. The Government Accountability Office estimates it costs about $38,000 to replace a fully trained member of the service who deserts. That means since the war in Iraq began, the nearly 28,000 desertions from all four branches have cost taxpayers more than $1 billion. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane.